Hello again. I'm so glad you could join me for my little session here. Just lying back in my bed and closing my eyes and thinking about something I find really sexy. And so I'll paint a little picture for you, just in case you want to close your eyes and imagine you're here with me. I'm lying in my bed, and the room is mostly dark. There's a few light sources coming in from outside, so it's not completely dark, it's just nicely dark. And I'm lying here in a robe, kind of a satiny robe thing. And bra and panties, and yeah, that's it. So, tonight, I wanted to talk to you about something that I noticed recently, because that's what this series is about, really. That's what I like about this one. I can't plan these audios at all. I can't plan this series. I just have to wait until I see something or hear something, or you know, and then I want to tell you about it. So I've talked to you before about things I find sexy, and they come from a lot of varied sources, like Mr. Darcy in Pride and Prejudice. And this time, I think it's not quite so surprising a source, but maybe what I find sexy about this stuff will be a bit of a surprise. Okay, so what am I talking about? I have been, I'll give you a bit of a background first. You can imagine this. I've been putting some of the videos of my audios, like the still image videos that I make of my audios, I've been putting them on places like Pornhub and Xhamster, because I want to spread the love. And so that naturally throws me into that circle of Pornhub and Xhamster and porn sites in general. Now here's the thing. You probably know that I'm not a huge fan of visual porn. I don't mind it. I don't think there's anything wrong with it, but it just lacks something for me. But every once in a while, I will see a video that does catch my eye, and I end up watching part of it just for certain aspects of it that I like. So this happened to me yesterday. I noticed a video of a couple on this, I can only assume it's like a balcony of some luxury penthouse or something somewhere. And they start the scene by kissing, which is always, always awesome. It's always the first thing that gets me going is kissing. And you know, it is actually not crazy common in porn, because kissing is kind of intimate, right? It's always been that kind of, that little thread that runs through, you know, movies like Pretty Woman and stuff, where she's a prostitute, she'll do everything, but she won't kiss, you know, stuff like that. Anyway, I found that even if there is kissing in porn, it's usually women kissing each other. If you want something sensual and very romantic, even, it's women kissing, which is fine. It's not what I'm into. And so when I saw this particular video of this guy kissing this girl, my eyes were just drawn to it immediately, because I thought, wow, they're really kissing. And this wasn't an amateur couple. I do have to stress, this wasn't an amateur video. These were obviously two professionals. So the way they were kissing was like something you'd see in like a Hollywood movie or something. It was really, really nice. It was really nice. And I thought, okay, well, usually in movies like this, they kiss for 3 seconds and then they're on to the other stuff. But they actually spent quite a bit of time focusing on these two kissing. It wasn't overly lovey-dovey. Now, I love lovey-dovey. You know me, I love lovey-dovey. But it was really nice to see, even in a video that was really just meant to be sexy, that these two were focusing on this kind of intimacy, this kind of real passionate connection between each other. And so when they skipped to the scene of her going down on him, even that was like, I mean, it was beautifully filmed, which was lovely. But it was great because he's kind of lying back on this divan thing, and she's between his legs kneeling, and she's just very sensually sucking his cock and looking up at him, making eye contact and that sort of thing. And this is the thing that starts to get me every time I see something like this. Is that when I notice is in porn that really speaks to me, the guy is always looking at the girl very intently, and it's so clear by his focus on her that he's taking an enormous amount of pleasure from this act that they're doing, from her, from being with her, even in a staged porn movie. Whenever I see a guy like making serious eye contact with the actress, gazing at her, touching her face, getting her attention while they're, I mean, he can be doing the most porn type things down below, right? That's not what I'm looking at. I'm not looking at his dick or how big it is or what hole it's in, or, you know, I'm not looking at that. I'm looking at how he's looking at her. How he's always looking at her. The best porn movies to me are when the guy just, it's like his entire awareness is in the moment with this woman. And I love that. To me, it just speaks to what sex should be like between people. Even if you are filming it for for, you know, professional reasons. The guys who can transcend that, who can show you what it must be like to have a lover that just is just lost in the moment with you. I love things like, I mean, again, I don't want to get off on a whole thing about porn, but I'm not into anything particular in porn. But I'm not a big fan of certain things either. It just doesn't do anything for me. And I want to be careful about how I say that, because I'm not trying to say that there's anything wrong or bad with any particular thing. But I found that scenes with like more than two people just don't really do anything for me. Anal scenes don't really do much for me. But one thing I did notice in one of the videos that I then went to look for more, because I knew I was going to be doing this for you, because I liked it. But even in something you can notice when there's a scene where they're supposed to do anal sex, when the guy is incredibly careful about how he inserts himself. You know, for even for something that doesn't really turn me on, I love the fact that this guy is being careful with her. He doesn't want to hurt her, and he knows it's a different experience. It's a different, you know, to have anal sex is not quite as easy as vaginal sex. And so, when I see a guy being really careful with a girl and going slow and easy, there's something about that that just I find so sexy. It's like, I guess I always have this thing for men who show that they are concerned about women, that they care about us, and want to give us pleasure, and don't want to hurt us, even when they're in the middle of this huge sexual thing, where they're very horny, and, you know, they're still taking the time to slow down and make sure that whatever they're doing to us is actually pleasant for us and not hurtful. I find little moments like this that are very, they're very telling. I can look at a porn scene that is, like I said, professionally filmed with actors. I can look at it and I can still see through that to the real man. I don't see it quite so often. I don't see it quite so often in women. Maybe I'm not. I'm not focusing on the women when I watch porn, so maybe that's why. But I notice it in the men a lot. That it's as if there is this sense that even a porn actor with a lot of experience with lots of different kinds of porn actresses, and even though he knows he's with a professional who has done this a lot, and she knows everything, she knows what to expect, she knows what she signed up for, even in those situations, the guy, the real man, comes through, showing concern and consideration. And I love that. I love seeing the way guys in porn sometimes will move a woman around, position her in different ways. There's a gentleness even in the roughest scene. There's a gentleness, there's a like an acceptance that he needs to be a little gentler with this person. And I don't think guys get enough credit for how sweet you can be. Even when you're in the middle of sex, the middle of some crazy lust thing, even in the middle of a porn movie with a professional actress. I love seeing that realness come through. That sweet quality men have. It's very sexy. I think this is something about the fact that here he's lying beside the girl or on top of her or whatever position might be, and he's fucking her in some way, and
It's obviously very pleasurable and very intense. And honestly, most people are watching the movie for her, so he could just lie back and just fuck and feel good. But the fact that he does stroke her face and look in her eyes and kiss her, the number of guys in porn who actually stop to kiss the actress while they're fucking, it's just, it's amazing. I love that moment. I love that moment where he's just, it's going to add to his pleasure. I always get that strong feeling. He doesn't treat it like it's just a job. He seems to be, some part of him remembers that he is actually having sex with an actual woman, and all of that, all of his sexual habits and all of his sexual self comes out even a little bit when he's doing it. And I watch a kind of feeling so good about men. I feel like men are just so, they're so great. They're just, I notice these things. I notice this really deep appreciation for women. I see it. I know men do feel this. I know you do. Everything we hear about these days is the opposite, but I know that most men are very attentive lovers and very into their partners. I think that's the big thing for me. I remember a couple of years ago, I think it might have been on Pornhub or RedTube or something, I don't even remember, to be honest, but there was a series of Eastern European porn, I think. Some production company, and they used a lot of the same performers. And one of their guys was called Martin. And he was very recognizable. He was kind of a sort of solid type of dude, you know? He was kind of shorter and broader than most porn stars, but he had some tattoos on his arms and stuff, and he was just an average guy, really. He didn't have a gigantic cock, or he wasn't, you know, he was just a dude, right? But he became well-known among even the commenters on this site. These women would comment and say, oh, great, it's another Martin video, because this guy had this way of just... the eye contact that he would make with the actresses while they were fucking was just out of this world. I'm trying to describe it here and I'm just losing myself in the memory of what he did, but he made every scene seem like this was the greatest sex of his life. Maybe it was for him, I don't know, but... They would do a scenario where they were coming back from a date and they got back to her apartment and they sit on her bed, and he's just so enamored with her that when they start making love, that's what it seems like. It really feels like this would be a natural thing for somebody who really loves you, likes you, is turned on by you, you know, this is how they would act with you. And so, as a woman watching it, it's obviously hugely delightful, because you can imagine somebody who's so dedicated to your pleasure, because this guy in particular was quite good at all the things women like. He seemed to be. He seemed to be very good with his tongue,
good at going down on girls and stuff. But even just when he was receiving, even when he was getting a blowjob, he just seemed to be so into it and so focused on her and touching her, hair. His eyes were just alive with what was going on. It was beautiful. It really was. And it was just, I mean, it was as raunchy sex as you can possibly imagine. I mean, every position, So I'm not talking about one of those, you know, make love with candles and stuff. I mean, it was porn, typical porn. But the connection between them was so obvious. He definitely became well known for a while for that alone. And I thought of him. I thought of him when I saw this video the other day. It's so... the guys who manage to treat sex like it's more than just what their cock is doing right this second. You know, as tempting as that must be, trust me, I don't... I can't blame you if you feel this much pleasure from your cock. I can't blame you. But anytime I see something where the guy seems to be almost mesmerized by the girl and just glad to be touching her and fucking her. Sometimes I get the sense that porn producers don't always get it. A lot of porn ends with facials, which is fine. I don't think there's anything wrong with facials at all. But I sometimes get the feeling that this couple in particular, he would have loved to just come inside her. You know, and wouldn't that be a beautiful moment just to watch him just let go, just pop himself into her until he comes. Kiss her while he's coming. Or kiss her neck. Or just whatever. Just, wouldn't that be a lovely way to end the video? Do we have to always see the girl on her knees just having him standing apart from her? Coming on her face. Like this. I don't think there's anything wrong with it. It can be a very fun part of sex. But I think when you get a glimpse of what these intimate fucks can be like, I would love to see the follow through. I would love to watch that whole thing take its course, you know, where she comes and he comes and then they come down together. I think that's what's great about audio. And anytime I get close to seeing it on film, it just kind of rekindles my desire and my love for men. I just wish men knew how appreciated they are and how valued they are. I just find it incredibly sexual and sexy and alluring and endearing and charming. And I get all giddy, I can't help it. Makes me just love men. I just love you even more. Just like to share when I do find things that I find sexy. And thank you for listening. Thank you for being a man.